Of all the places I have visited, my favorite location is the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum in Weston, West Virginia. The location has an interesting history, and a number of tragic incidents transpired there over its 130 years of operation. The large number of lobotomies, shock therapies, and other treatments, as well as the violence and abuses that certainly happened there, fills the building with an emotional energy. The asylum is gigantic. There are four floors that are a quarter mile long each, with four wards on each floor. I have been there many times, and the building itself has a strange feel to it. The air is much heavier and carries a smell of an old hospital or nursing home, mixed with the smell of mildew from its years of abandonment. Many materials still remain from when the hospital was in operation. Maintenance schedules hang on the walls, dingy curtains veil windows, and you can still see medicine-labeled shelves in the pharmacy. I am a paranormal investigator with 5 years investigation experience. I have spent 11 evenings investigating this building, but one evening stands out from the others. It was August 2011, and the building was very hot, and the occasional thunderstorm added to the haunted house atmosphere. There was a group of about 40 people in the building for a public investigation, with about 10 people on each floor. I set up my digital audio recorders and detectors for EMF near an old nurse's station. This equipment measures electrical fields in a particular space. My gear also measures a room's temperature and is sensitive to unusual cold spots. This could mean that paranormal activity is happening. I was alone, and my back was against a partial wall separating the nurse's station from an open common area. Suddenly, I heard a very loud noise about 2 feet behind me on the other side of the wall.
Is there someone behind me?
It sounded like a naked body falling off of a gurney onto the tile floor. The loud sound attracted others who were investigating in another part of the building. We confirmed the area was empty, and there was nothing there that could have made the noise. Then we heard banging in the patient's room next to the nurse's station. This room was also empty. The banging ceased once we were inside the dark 8x8 room. But then there were very high EMF readings. Some believe spirits have an electrical field that can be measured by EMF equipment. We set up monitoring equipment in the dark 8x8 room. As we waited, some people said they felt a gentle touch on their shoulder. We also stood up 4 small mag flashlights so the light pointed to the ceiling. Each was off. We asked a series of yes-no questions. If the answer was yes, we asked the light to be turned on before I counted to 5. Then we reversed the process, leaving the lights on. We re-asked the same questions. If the answer was yes, we asked for the lights to be turned off before I counted to 5. Greg Graham was our guide. He asked, "Do you want me to leave the room?" 30 seconds later, 2 flashlights turned on. By varying the times and whether we requested the light to be turned on or off, identified consistency in the answers, and helped us determine if there was a spiritual intelligence in the room. After about an hour, we prepared to leave. I gathered my equipment that was spread out in the ward. I was alone. My recorder was on as I walked down the hallway. At the same time, I felt a sharp pain in my shoulder, like a bee sting. Greg met me in the big intersection outside the ward. He checked out my shoulder but said he saw no marks. While talking, the bee sting happened again. Greg moved to the ward entrance and yelled, "Get back in your room or I'll call the orderly." He later told me he saw a white image go back into the 8x8 room where we originally heard the banging. The next day I had 3 dark red round marks on my shoulder where I felt the painful stings. They looked and felt almost like a sunburn. And days later I checked my recorder, and that's when I heard a little girl's voice asking, "Wanna play with me?" The asylum is one of my favorite places to investigate, and I cannot wait to go back.